Blog Talk Radio.
BDPAI Radio showcases IT entrepreneurs, technology experts, and computer science academics. We highlight people with a passion for educating our youth in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. BDPAI Radio Show serves the BDPA members, sponsors, entrepreneurs, educational institutions, and the black community. BDPAI Radio, linking business, education, and technology.
Well, welcome to the BDPAI Radio Show. This evening, it is the second Tuesday of the month, and it's June 9th, 2015. Joining us in the virtual studio as co-hosts are Jayla Cruz and Wayne Hicks. Our studio engineer is Everaldo Gallimore, and we're very excited that joining us tonight as guests are Steve Brown, founder and CEO of STEMstars. Our second guest is Masai Troutman, and Masai is with us, and he is the Chief Executive Officer of MTC Integration. And our third and final guest is Pamela Matthews, and Pamela is our President for National BDPA. So I am going to turn the microphone over to Jayla Cruz, who will begin with our very first interview. Jayla?
Thank you. I will start out interviewing Steve Brown, founder and CEO of STEMstars. Steve, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm excited to interview you, and I'd like our audience to know some highlights from your bio. So please allow me to just take a few moments to share your background.
Oh, sure.
STEMstars is a next-generation e-learning platform that allows students to train, build, and crowdfund their projects in real time through the web. STEMstars students also receive points and credits for activities in the community, which they can use for prizes from their corporate sponsors. STEMstars was created not just to train students, but also to motivate them to create and build together. Students also have access to code, mentors, and successful leaders in science, technology, and marketing industries that provide guidance on learning and building incredible projects. STEMstars are committed to educating the next generation of minds with real-world training and entrepreneurial skills for the future. Steve Brown is the founder/CEO for STEMstars. He looks to form strategic alliances with technology organizations such as BDPA. Our BDPA iRadio show listeners would love to learn more about his projects as well as some of his ideas for working together with BDPA in the future. So with that incredible bio, can you share with us how you first found out about BDPA and what has kept you involved?
Absolutely. I've known about BDPA for a while. I have a lot of friends that, talk about the organization. And I met Wayne Hicks, networking through various channels through LinkedIn and Facebook. And when we started communicating, he would say, hey, you should join the BDPA group. And I was like, absolutely. So we just continued our, communication. And, he's been telling me about all the great things that you all have been doing. And, and as I mentioned, a lot of my friends have been, talking about a lot of the projects and how you all, work a lot with students and scholarships and various alliances and things like that. So I've known about BDPA. I've been a fan of you guys for quite a while. And I definitely am looking forward to do more work with BDPA, as a whole with STEMstars in the future, because I definitely support what you all are doing.
In what types of ways do you visualize partnering with BDPA? What are some of your ideas that you'd like to see come to fruition?
What I would really like, the long-term vision I would like to see would be a full integration, a full collaboration between STEMstars and BDPA. I've talked with Wayne, and I had some communication and emails with some of the other executives at BDPA. I really would like to see an e-learning collaboration between STEM Stars and BDPA with a lot of the students in various regions, because with STEM Stars, with the e-learning, obviously, there are no borders. And I know that, you know, many of you all have a lot of different chapters all over the country. So my vision, what I would like to see is STEM Stars and BDPA working together and us bringing a e-learning solution to kind of, you know, to integrate all the different regions and all the different students and a real collaboration to where we could, you know, train and provide these types of services for BDPA and really formulate a really nice alliance to as an e-learning partner and really just do some amazing things in the community. Because I feel that, you know, our youth are really getting left out of you know, real solutions that could really do a lot of and provide a lot of change in our community, and our students really need STEM right now. You know, I'm sure we'll get into all of that, but I definitely would like to see an alliance you know, happen as quickly or, you know, as efficiently as we possibly can. So in the very near future.
Right, and it makes sense with all of the different chapters throughout the nation and in the movement that we're going into. E-learning sounds like it's right on the brink of being something that could be very beneficial.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, with a lot of the tools that STEM Stars, that we've built into STEM Stars, you know, and I'm sure we'll go into this as well, but, you know, really giving incentive-based learning that really makes kids, it encourages them to really want to learn, you know, mm-hmm. by completing tasks and completing, you know, code challenges and things like that. You know, they're able to gain points and they're able to utilize those points, you know, for various things and in their community for their families that really inspire them and encourage them to want to learn. And, you know, sure, like I said, I'm sure we'll get into that, but, you know, a little bit later. But, you know, I think that's really been lacking in school, in the school system is really kids wanting to learn. Our school system right now seemingly, you know, this has been this way for a long time, and this is nothing, you know, to berate any of the school systems. But, you know, our school system right now is just kind of like give the kid the information, them take the test, and then, you know, put it on the test, and then they forget about it. You know, I feel with incentive-based learning, you know, kids want to learn, and they're really inspired to learn. And I would love to, you know, we would love to really bring that into, you know, into BDPA and other organizations as well.
Now, in regards to the reward system, where did you, when you were first building and creating the idea and formulating what the company is about, how did you be able to understand that there needed to be kind of like the incentive-based learning?
That's a great question. You know, actually, my mother has worked in education for over 35 years, and she actually just retired. Yeah, she worked in Montgomery County, which is one of the top school systems in America. And, you know, she really was, you know, just listening to her, of course, over the years and just knowing, you know, listening to her convey about how, you know, some of the things that really needed to happen in her professional opinion with education. You know, I've always had that voice in my mind or my head just really talking about how, you know, how education could really be improved. And, you know, using my mother as kind of like a guideline, you know, she always talked about a lot of things that her students, that she felt would really improve her students, you know, capabilities and really kind of bring out the absolute best in them. And so just really, you know, listening to her and just gaining more understanding of our education system, you know, I just really wanted to create something that was really, we felt, could bring out the absolute best in a student, you know, to where they were self-motivated. So really, you know, my mother working in education really inspired me to really create something that I truly felt could inspire, you know, incentive and self-motivation in students.
cool. So they have the ability to have the access to code mentors and successful
mm-hmm.
leaders. Can you tell me some more about that?
Sure. The whole focus of STEM Stars is to create the next generation of digital entrepreneurs. And as most entrepreneurs will tell you, if you really want to create a successful entrepreneur or person that's in business, you really have to have a mentor to really kind of navigate them through, a lot of the challenges and the hurdles and a lot of the things that they would have to really know in order to be successful. And so I wanted to create a platform that really, didn't just necessarily just teach the X's and O's of coding. I really wanted to create a program to where kids could actually have access to real CEOs, real successful people in technology who've seen it all, who've navigated through a lot of the challenges, who've really kind of, led a path to success. And, that's something else that I really think that other platforms have never really done before, and especially, offering that to our youth. For most business coaches and things of that nature, there's a lot of barriers you have to get to actually, be able to communicate with these people. We bring those individuals to our students and actually even our mentors that are our code mentors are communicating with some of these, high-end CEOs and a lot of these, a lot of these successful people so everybody's really learning on STEM Stars. And every time I'm, communicating with some of my colleagues, I learn new things and I just really, want everybody to be inspired and really learn on there from real mentors. So
that's amazing. In terms of your success and where you are today, do you remember a mentor or someone who inspired you to be where you are now?
Oh, absolutely. Wow. I've had work history, entrepreneurial history. I worked at Black Entertainment Television. I was in media for a long time. I've met Bob Johnson when I was younger. I've worked with a lot of people that are just incredible business leaders who've kind of like started things from zero and just gotten them into into phases where now they're going to IPOs and recently, I talk a lot with a lot of CEOs. I'm here in Atlanta, Atlanta Tech Village. I've just talking with some of the gentlemen from a very popular video app called Glide. I talk with some of the gentlemen from them. They're actually interacting with some of the students and some of our mentors. They've come in and created a system from scratch that that had 500,000 viewers. 500,000 downloads, and we just work with various just real entrepreneurs, and I've really interact with people that I really feel that could really bring a lot to the table for all of our students. For one individual to really highlight, it's been a nice mix of several people that have really inspired me. And as I mentioned, I'm meeting more, more great entrepreneurs and business minds and technology minds. So it's kind of like, I'm still interacting, still learning and still gaining knowledge, with various people every day.
Right. And I'm sure throughout your career, you've made many mistakes that you've had to learn from. So what two lessons would you like to share with the BDPAI radio audience?
Oh, absolutely. Wow, I could really give a nice playbook, play-by-play of, what not to do, what to do. I think that's my responsibility as an entrepreneur as well, is to kind of, share my knowledge. Because, there's a lot of people out there that, that are gaining knowledge, but they're not necessarily sharing it. But me, I could tell people a lot about, pitfalls of, how to technically bring on, make sure that you're bringing on the right people, make sure that you as the business leader are the business leader and really not looking for anybody else to lead the ship. you know, you are the person that has to guide the whole situation. Like, I've been in positions and I've seen people that have kind of relied on, you know, their engineer to kind of, you know, lead the business or to get things done. You know, the business leader, the CEO, the founder has to be motivated, geared up, and ready to lead the ship every single day. You cannot look for anybody else, you know, whether technically or business wise, to lead, you know, lead and guide this whole project. You know, the CEO, the founder has to motivate everyone. You know, I've seen situations where other companies have taken money too early. I was with a startup that you know, that took a lot of money very early and never really completed their product. And then, of course, they were in a very precarious situation with their investors because they never got their product done. So that's a major pitfall. I would definitely tell people, you know, some of my experience and things that I've seen, always get your product done first. Before you take any money, before you're really sitting down with investors, you know, make sure that your product is always A-class. Then you can start taking, you know, looking at investors and things like that. So, you know, pitfalls and you know, one day I'm going to write a book and, you know, and really get, you know, really do a whole play-by-play of, you know, what not to do. But just some of, just a couple of those examples, I know startups kind of deal with that quite a bit. You know, looking for other, some folks look for others to kind of lead the ship and, you know, guide and, you know, and make key decisions. No, you know, the leader has to do that. And then also to, you know, make sure you always get your product done first. You know, you don't need a lot of money to get a good product done. Get your product done first and then look for the financing. So those are two key tips I would definitely tell people to watch out for.
Okay, those are great. Those are great tips. Very important things and lessons that the audience can learn from.
Absolutely.
One of my questions that I have for you is, through research from your social media, I see a lot of electronic, like futuristic looking cars. So can you tell me what's up with that?
You know, I'm a big concept car person. I love, mm-hmm. you know, innovation. I was actually, just a quick story, I'm a CES judge. I go out mm-hmm. to, well, they fly me out to Las Vegas every year, and I judge the top technology products for that upcoming year. It's every January at CES. I encourage everybody to please go to CES, www.cesweb.org, and just see some of the innovation and cars and technology that's out there. You know, I'm a huge car, a concept car, you know, fanatic, I guess you want to say. When I was at CES, I actually judged and got to test drive inside the self-driving Audi car that drove from Palo Alto to Las Vegas. And, you know, it's amazing. I mean, I'm an incredible car fan, and, you know, I'm just really big on innovation. And there's just so many incredible things happening with, you know, with automobiles now. You know, you have cars now being made out of, you know, out of plastics that, you know, that are stronger than steel, but only one-tenth of the weight. I mean, just things I saw at CES and things that I've really seen, you know, as far as concept cars and just innovation as a whole is just mind-blowing. I'm just so passionate about it. Just live, breathe for it. It's awesome. So
that's good. It's good. So, Steve, in the remaining moment, would you like to just share, as we wrap up here, just maybe a final thought for the BDPAI radio audience?
You know, wow. Just really stay focused. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be a bit cliche as to say, hey, you know, just believe in yourself. But honestly, you know, as an entrepreneur, I can guarantee you, you know, there's going to be, you're always going to hear from various people, you know, strangers, people close to you, just all walks of life. You're always going to hear why it's not going to work. You know, the focus that you should always, always, always have is why it will work. I mean, I've had, you know, engineers tell me why stuff wouldn't work. I've had people close to me tell me why it wouldn't work. And my whole focus has always just been, why it can work, how it can work. I don't ever like to discuss why it won't work. Everybody knows why something won't work. There are very few people out here that focus on why something will work. And I feel that those are the people that really break ground, that really, you know, mm-hmm. really disrupt and really, you know, take things to that next level. And, you know, I just, you know, and another thing that I kind of like another mantra that I live by is always, always, always get your product done. You know, don't talk about it. Always just be focused and be about getting your product done because, you know, product is king. You know, you cannot, there is no substitute for a good product, you know, and, you know, people live by those two mantras of, you know, just have selective hearing about, you know, just ignore why it won't work, focus on why it will work, and just always, always, always get your product done. Because 95% of people, you know, just talk. You want to be the person that does. And when you have that, you know, you will always be, you know, you'll always be in the absolute best position possible. So that's
right.
So you, hey, hopefully y'all can feel my passion because I just live for technology. I'm a tech writer. You know, I wrote you know, 1,000 tech. I wrote 1,000 articles in technology in 1 year alone. I've just lived for this stuff. DigitalAfro.com. So.
All right.
So,
that's amazing. So. It's exciting that you have so much passion. And it was a pleasure to listen and learn from you today. And I thank you for being a guest today on the show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. And I look forward to collaborating with BDPA and everybody soon. So if anyone wants to contact me, my email address is stevebrown@stemstars.org. And you can check us out on Twitter at stemstarscode. So anyone, please, you know, feel free to reach out to me anytime.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thanks a lot, Nev. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too. And now a word from our sponsor.
All right.
BDPA is the premier organization for people of African American descent in the information technology industry. BDPA exists to advance the careers of African Americans in the IT industry from the classroom to the boardroom. You can find BDPA on group site, Twitter, and Facebook.
Well, welcome back to the BDPA iRadio show. A very dynamic and interesting interview. Thank you, Jayla. Thank you, Steve. Lots of energy. And we are now going to begin our second interview. I'm Fran McNeil, and I'll be interviewing Masai Troutman, Chief Executive Officer of MTC Integration. Masai, how are you this evening?
Doing well, Fran. I appreciate an opportunity to be here to share that information with the audience.
Oh, I am so glad that you're taking a little bit of time out of your evening. I want to welcome you to the show, and very similar to what Jayla did, I want to share with our listening audience your bio so they know a little bit about you. So just give me a moment to do that. BDPA is proud to announce that MTC Integration renewed its corporate sponsorship for the third year in a row. MTC has been in operation for 18 years, providing enterprise business systems, IT training, and data integration services globally. They're based in Metro DC, Washington DC, Maryland, Virginia area. Their hub zone and ISO 20,000 certified, and they support many federal agencies, including the Army and the Navy. And BDPA really appreciates the efforts of Masai Troutman as he reaches out to engage college students in BDPA. Over the past 3 years, Masai's funding has been used to sponsor memberships in almost a dozen colleges around the nation. Masai is a past member of BDPA Detroit chapter, and he's currently a member of BDPA Washington, D.C. chapter. And, of course, I am very, very proud to announce that you plan to attend the 2015 National BDPA Technology Conference in Washington, D.C. later this year. In fact, in August, which is not that far away. So, Masai, again, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for your support. And I just wanted to know sort of how did you first find out about BDPA? I know you have a long history with our organization, but what was that very first connection?
Thank you, Fran. The very first connection with BDPA was back in 1993 when I graduated from Kentucky State University. I was in computer science, came out top computer scientist, and I had a passion for learning, and I wanted to keep that going as a working class adult, not in school any further. So I sought out, where could I go and get education as an adult? And as an African American, I wanted to kind of learn in a like environment that I was accustomed to. And I searched out and I found a BDPA chapter in Detroit, Michigan. And I attended a conference and some educational sessions. And I was very pleased. I think back then it was about client server technology. And I was very appreciative of the knowledge that was being shared in this session, and I got what I sought.
Wow, client server. Wow,
back in the day,
technology has changed. Right, back in the day, I guess tower computers were really towers. They were kind of really big things. exciting. So technology has changed. And yet your passion for learning and sharing that learning with others has not. In fact, it really sounds as if it's grown. Tell us a little bit about how you started your company and why MTC exists.
After leaving grad school, I went to Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. I worked for Anderson Consulting. I did that for a couple years, and I realized by working for them, this world-class organization, I was one of the senior consultants there, and they had a lot of younger staff that I was overseeing. And I said, hold up, I can do this. I can put together my own team, and we could compete with these guys at better prices. So that's what I did back in 1997. I used some money from my retirement. I was still very young, but I had accumulated somewhere over $10,000. I took that and I funded my first contract. You know, my training. I went out and got training, and I did some marketing, and I landed my first contract with the Digital Equipment Corporation in Boston.
Wow!
And that started MTC.
Oh, wow. I really admire the planning, the preparation, and then the leveraging of knowledge and talent. And so you invested in yourself to get that first contract with DEC. What happened next?
Yes, and that's one of my messages that I share with people. You got to be able to be committed enough to invest in yourself. Right, a lot of people out there say, "Hey, my company won't pay for me to get this training in whatever cybersecurity or whatever the hot technology is." I'm like, "Hey," I say to them, "You got to look to do it for yourself. Get on forums, look to see if you can pull together some financing. Go get it yourself. Don't ask somebody to do something for you can do for yourself." So after I did Digital Equipment Corporation, I started bidding on federal contracts, and I eventually won a contract with the Department of Interior to modernize a system and implement a .NET, like a web-based solution from a legacy mainframe type solution. So, I mean, that was the first contract I ever bid on. I partnered with a guy from Microsoft and another gentleman from Anderson. So collaboration is always important in order to win deals. And I knew that even back then for my first bid. And we won the first bid that we ever put out. We won it. And from there, I just kept coming to flying to D.C., going to conferences. And my strategy was always once I won a multi-year deal, I was going to relocate to Washington, D.C., and that's what we did back in 2004, 2005. We won a multi-year Army contract to manage SAP, large-scale management systems, finance, logistics, human resource type systems for the Army. And we set up shop here in D.C., and it's just been growing ever since. I have mentors who help me, and I try to espouse it to other adults and to youth to get them into IT, into SAP as a software tool set, doing programming, doing analysis work, doing testing, doing quality assurance. I mean, all type of aspects of IT I try to expose people to based on their interests and their skills.
Well, that's a really great segue back into BDPA. I mean, the DNA of BDPA is education. It's training, it's volunteering, and it's from the classroom to the boardroom. So as you set your strategy to invest in yourself, to collaborate, to leverage mentors, to give back to the community, how did you interact with BDPA, and how does that bring you to where you are today in your relationship with BDPA?
Yeah, as I was working on putting together our curriculum that would help us satisfy our customers' needs. So the Army and Navy and all these guys, they all need logistics systems. So, I mean, we kind of went off and we were just working on it as a company. But I always had my eye on BDPA. I would always check the website. I periodically would go to the conferences. But just over the last few years, it really started to, you know, as I started doing more recruiting, we do staffing as well, administrative and technical staffing. I couldn't find the resources that we needed, and the resources I found, a lot of them, that the communication wasn't there. And I said, "Man, where are the pool of African Americans?" And I was like, and I told myself, I need to check out BDPA. So that started gaining more interest in my mind, saying, hey, I need to touch base with BDPA because I need to increase my pool of resources to fulfill these requirements because they're going unfulfilled currently. I mean, all type of roles, well-paying roles that could transform people's economic and you know, social life, livelihoods, are going unfulfilled. And I said, I'd like to tap into the African American community as a pool, and that drew me back to working with BDPA, and I want to keep that going and really grow working with youth and adults, and that's what I like about BDPA because you extend youth and you work with adults in education as well.
Absolutely. And you currently, you know, I know that we are, by virtue of the technology with internet radio, recording this conversation. So I love the fact that you as an employer, you as an African-American technology leader, want to help provide opportunities to African-Americans who have technology skills. And, you know, BDPA is a resource for you. And, in fact, you're doing this in a very specific way. You've done this in a very specific way over the last 3 years in terms of sponsoring memberships at colleges around the country. And you plan on being involved in the technology conference coming up this year. What does that look like for you in 2015 and maybe even for 2016?
Okay. Right now, I just started and we completed over the last 3 months a mentoring and tutoring program with an elementary school here in Frederick, Maryland. We plan on expanding it where we had black men from all walks of life. We had entrepreneurs, we had teachers, we had IT professionals go into the schools and work with these boys considered high risk. It was all African American boys. And we promoted characteristics of working with of hard work, of being attention to detail, of being a listening, of being respectful, of communicating your ideas in a respectful, orderly manner. Everything that they'll need to be a professional, an IT professional as well, because we focused in on math and helping them to be able to read. And the tutorial piece was a foundation of what we did, as well as the professional characteristics. I want to spin that in and get the kids into building their own video games. A lot of them like Minecraft. We want to be able to teach them how to customize that and how to build their own video games. Things that they're interested in is what I want to transition this into. So I would always tell them, hey, you're learning math, you're learning functions, you're learning how to use logic in your reasoning. That's very important. You're going to need it when we start getting into building video games. And the boys will all get excited. So this is part of my big vision of where I want to go working with BDPA and the resources and a lot of the talented people a part of BDPA. I want to expand this. We have black men coming into these schools, helping them in other aspects than what the boys are used to seeing. A lot of black men helping with sports and other things like that. But academics, you know, STEM, that's where I want them to see us, because we are them and they are us. So, I mean, that's my vision. And some people have tried to steer me away from it. I'm like, no. It needs to be black men working with these black boys in this fashion.
Well, very, very powerful. Masai, I am really feeling very honored that you are sharing time with us tonight. And as the interview, the time draws to a close, I'm wondering, what are two lessons that you'd like to share with the listening audience, given the perspective that you have?
Yeah, I'm going to say, be ready to invest in yourself. Don't wait for anybody else. You know, once you declare, hey, I want to be an IT professional, seek out the forums, go online, start to establish those relationships that can help you move in those directions. I share that with my family members. I share that with my friends. A lot of them say, hey, how can I get into IT? And I share that with them. And as well as being an entrepreneur for all these years, your financing, you got to get it before you need it, all right? Mm-hmm. And I'm in the federal market, so clearances matter. So people are not getting clearances and not getting good jobs because their credit is bad and they can't get the clearance that they need to get this good job. So I'm saying, hey, pay attention to your finances, pay attention to your credit, because that could, a lot of times that's the only thing stopping you from getting that IT job that could be, you know, your career changing opportunity.
Very good point. Very good point. Well, Masai, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate you supporting BDPA. I do want to share with our listening audience that if they'd like to learn more about your company, they can find you on the web at Masai-Tech, which is MASAI-TECH.com. You are on LinkedIn, and are you on Twitter?
No, I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so you're on LinkedIn. And okay. And given what you do, certainly your people accessing you through your website and finding you on LinkedIn is totally appropriate. I did want to that you do have a training package, a Global Alliance, to provide certifications and training virtually, and classroom services at a discounted price through globalknowledge.com. And so, again, you are really providing a lot of support to people in the community, and thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And so we're going to take a brief moment to hear from our sponsor, and then we'll be back and interviewing Pamela Matthews.
The BDPA Education and Technology Foundation, a nonprofit organization that exists for the sole purpose of funding BDPA programs, scholarships, and services around the nation. Follow us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/BDPA Foundation, or Twitter, www.twitter.com/BDPA.
Hi, we are back in the studio. Pamela, I am so glad that you are joining us this evening. I know that Wayne Hicks is available, and I am going to get the interview started. So much is going on right now, and Pamela, I just wanted to say, number one, thank you for being on our show, and number two, I wanted to ask you what is going on with BDPA that you would like to share with us from your perspective as National BDPA President.
Well, there's quite a bit going on with National BDPA right now. We are in the midst of launching our branding, which we're very excited about. We have a new look and feel. And over the remainder of this year and first quarter of next year, we'll be largely focusing on the other part of branding, which is rejuvenating our programs, introducing some new items and member benefits, as well as, you know, increasing our strategic partners and being able to really set up our organization for success that we all know that it's achieved over the last 40 years to take us into the next 40 years.
Right. That this year will be the 40th year of BDPA, and there is a lot of celebrations going on around that. When I know earlier this year, we had an opportunity to interview Earl Pace, one of the co-founders of the organization, and in June of 2015, as you mentioned, a number of new initiatives are happening. We're less than 90 days away from the 40th anniversary. So I understand that there are some opportunities for people who want to be members of BDPA. Can you share with our audience some of the incentives that BDPA is offering as part of the branding process?
Of course. I'm very excited to share those. What we're doing is we're looking for all of our members from the last 40 years. So we want to make sure that they reengage with us if they have lost touch. And in doing that, we're offering our expired members from as far back as we go free membership for the month of June. And they would simply go to our website, sign up for membership, and use the discount code of June only. And this will allow them to renew their membership for 1 year with us. And with everything that we have going on for this year and the beginning of next year, we anticipate that they will be excited about this re-engagement and that they will go out and share the news of what BDPA is doing for the next 40 years.
That is excellent. In fact, because I get this advance notice as one of the hosts of BDPA iRadio, I went to the website to check it out. And I thought, oh my goodness, anyone who was a member of BDPA can get a full year? I mean, Pamela, depending on the person's prior status, that value is extremely high. So that is a very generous offer, and very excited that that's available to people. What about conference registration, especially since we're less than 90 days away from the conference? What opportunities are out there?
Sure. To insert our members, corporate partners, students, new friends, we are offering our conference registration price at only 40% of the cost. So the current price is $1,000. We're offering it for $400 for the month of June, and you would simply go to the website, register for the conference, and when it is time to check out, You put in the discount code of 40% for 40 years, and the discount will take effect, and you will receive that 60% price reduction. You will only pay 40%.
Wow.
And we're excited. We believe that it's a generous value, but we believe that it is important to have as many of our BDPA family members at our conference this year to celebrate with us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I the conference agenda is just action-packed. I mean, there really is something for everyone, and all aspects of the programming are being featured. So it's a very exciting time. Now, a few people have contacted me and said, okay, Fran, I've got my registration. I'm back as a member. I'm able to get to the conference at a reduced price because of the 40% for 40 years code. But where am I going to stay? So, Pamela, I thought I would just, you're the national BDPA president, so I thought I'd put that question out for you if people have concerns in terms of housing, conference lodging.
Well, we have a number of accounts for travel as well as our discount for housing. The conference is located at the Washington Hilton, and the rooms are reduced to $189 for conference attendees, and I believe that expires sometime in July or late July, so it's better to go ahead and reserve your room now. But we also have travel discounts, I believe, from some of the airlines as well to assist with everybody getting to D.C.
Excellent, excellent. Very, very generous. Now, one note that I saw on the press release that kind of caught my eye and thought, you know, this is truly a reflection of the big BDPA family. You're actually asking people to bring to the conference or upload to the BDPA website BDPA memorabilia and or pictures from the past 40 years. Can you share a little bit about where that's coming from and why that is part of the branding effort and why now for the conference?
Well, it's very important to know because we have such a rich history as BEPA. And I think that all of us would miss a great deal of our history if we didn't see where we came from and compare it to where we are now and where we're planning to go in the future. So, yes, we will have a landing page where people can upload information, but we're also asking people to bring things. So it's interesting because when I talked to our co-founder, Earl Case, and I told him this, he said that his wife would probably be very happy that he would be bringing a ton of BDPA memorabilia to the conference. And, you know, ideally we'd like to have a walk down memory lane where people can just see what we did then, what we're doing now, and what we're planning to do.
Oh, that is fantastic. Pamela, I'm really very excited that you're on the show. I am going to open up the mic so that Jayla, my co-host, can ask questions. And before I do that, I wondered if there was a specific message that you wanted to share to the listening audience, or a summary message from your role as National BDPA President.
What I'll say about National BDPA President is something that one of the previous speakers mentioned, is that it is a day-to-day, hour-to-hour, minute-by-minute role. And it's a great responsibility, but it is a great opportunity. And what I would ask of everyone listening, and even to share with others, is that BDPA is rejuvenating our brand. We want you to be there with us, not only to watch, but also to participate. So we are always looking for volunteers. We're looking for corporate partners. We're looking for strategic partners. And most of all, we're looking for our members, because they are what is most valuable to this organization. So I ask that everyone join me at the conference, but it's not limited to that. It's open to every day. So if you have an idea, you have a question, you have a suggestion, you want to be involved, feel free to contact me for the national office if I'm unavailable. I'm at president@bdpa.org, and I try to get back to people in a timely manner. I might need a day or two sometimes, but I am definitely open and excited to hear from everyone.
Wow, that is wonderful and very inspiring, and I definitely can attest to the fact that you're available and open to ideas and really leverage the leadership within the organization, that volunteer leadership and energy. I've opened up the mic. Jayla, you are now live. So, you know, Pamela, one of the things about BDPA is we do all have an opportunity to volunteer, and I was so excited when Jayla joined our team. She is actually a longtime BDPA member, and part of her connection, and Jayla, I'll have you share it, comes through the HSCC. Jayla? Would you share just very briefly your story with Pamela, and then please feel free to ask a question.
Sure. My story was that I found out about BDPA through my father, who had he found out about the program by sitting in on maybe a panel discussion, I think it was. And so he came back home and told me about the program, and he said that it would be a great program to get involved with. And so that was where I first learned about BDPA. And after being in the program, it was really interesting to see how to code a website. I had no idea that it was something that you could do locally at home with a laptop or a home computer. I didn't know that the World Wide Web could be, you could make a website to put online. So that was really cool, and it was really neat to be able to learn how to structurally work with a team and to be able to go from having requirements to put on the website to designing the graphics for the website, and then to actually code and create the website and then see the final product. So overall, the experience for me with participating in the program has been very beneficial within my college career, within my personal and professional career as well, being able to reach out to individuals that I connected with in the program to be able to do other projects within the community. I know that Wayne Hicks has been of great support, as well as other members within the program who have also helped out with other professional opportunities that I've worked on. And so overall, it's just been a great opportunity. So I really appreciate the volunteers and the sponsors and all of the people that are really involved with keeping the program going and helping other students to be successful.
And so, Jayla, you're actually one of the past HSCC winners that have been asked to come back to the conference to share your experiences. And you're based in Indianapolis. You know, in coming back and having a chance to be part of this 40th year celebration, what are you looking to, in some sense, give as well as get, because you are part of BDPA history?
Sure. I'm looking forward to the rebrand. That's going to be really interesting. So I'm really excited for the rejuvenation, if that's a word, the rejuvenation of the BDPA brand. So I know that behind the scenes, so much exciting projects are going on for the future of BDPA. So I'm looking forward to seeing that and meeting with other people who are going to be a part of rebranding and moving the program forward. And then also sharing my insight with some of the younger students and then building more networking as well.
Excellent. And, Pamela, I'm going to open up the line. You had an opportunity to hear Steve Brown, who was our first guest, and Masai Troutman, who was our second guest. And I think what I'll just do is, Masai, as the second guest, do you have a question for Pamela? And then I'll open it up to Steve. And then we'll just do a final wrap-up on the show in terms of getting ready for the national conference. So, Masai, I'll turn the mic over to you.
Okay. Thank you. And first of all, I want to say, Pam, thank you for the great work that you're doing.
Thank you. And thanks for your support and partnership.
And my question is, regarding working with local elementary schools and middle schools around the country, how has BDPA done that effectively over the last, you know, two decades? How are you getting to the local level?
Well, we have several local chapters, and they are our front line. So they are the people that are in the community on a daily basis. It's where they live and work. It's also the engagement into BDPA. So a lot of what has happened, and I won't say over the last few decades, but I'll say even more recently, is we are focused on building our pipeline. And that is one of the branding initiatives that you'll hear about. It's called BDPA Connect. And we were focusing on it at a college level, and we've already had high school programs. But to take it even a step further, we started to think about where does that BDPA future member student start, and it starts much earlier. So we have children that are in middle school that are coming to the programs and getting training, although they won't be able to compete, but they are building their strength and their talent to be prepared for when they are old enough. So at this point, that's our plan, is to continue that pipeline. But, you know, listening to you with programs like you have and STEM Stars, is great to be able to have partners like yourself to be able to get more insight into opportunities that may exist for BDPA.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Masai, and thank you, Pamela. That excellent response. And, you know, it's exciting to hear, get a glimpse of what is coming. And, Steve, with STEM Stars, you have an opportunity to ask a question of Pamela Matthews, president of National BDPA.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to just ask Pamela for her contact info again. You said it was president@bdpa.org?
Yes, and I actually sent you an email earlier.
Okay, great.
So
awesome.
You should have my information. I know that between us regarding a strategic alliance, so I did send you my information in case you had any questions specifically for me.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to reach out to you very soon. And this has been a great experience. I just want to say, you know, I just really enjoy, you know, talking with everybody. And this is let's keep this going.
I agree.
And this is just a small example of what happens on a local level in a chapter meeting. It happens virtually. I know many of the chapters have virtual programs, teleconferences, webinars, where BDPA members are sharing information, building relationships, exchanging ideas. It happens online as BDPA members post information, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, blogs, LinkedIn, and it continues to happen nationally. And, of course, for those of you that know me, I am now referring to the annual national, which is coming up this year in August in Washington, D.C., where people physically get together all under one roof to share ideas, whether it's the high school computer competition, it's the IT showcase, where college students and students with master's degree share information, whether it's the plenary sessions or workshops. There's lots of information. So as Pamela mentioned, BDPA is being very proactive in encouraging anyone who has had a membership with BDPA to renew that membership, and as an incentive, the membership will be complimentary as long as you go to www.bdpa.org and use the code JUNEONLY, which of course suggests that you need to do it now because we're in the month of June. You can also register to attend the conference and receive a special conference price of only $400 if you go to the website, bdpa.org, and use the code 40% for 40 years. And then BDPA has arranged travel discounts through National Airlines and through the hotel. So when you go to the conference page on the website, you can get that information. And then if you have been attending the conferences or have been a member at BDPA, when you come to the conference, bring your memorabilia so that we can have sort of that walk down memory lane and really stay connected as BDPA members. So I want to, again, thank Pamela for being on the show. It's very exciting. Your leadership is definitely appreciated and is very inspiring. Thank you for doing what you're doing and continue to do what you do. And I want to thank you for being on the show, Pamela.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
And Cy, thank you for being on the show. And Steve, thank you for being on the show as well. So, Jayla, excellent. You and I are going to close out the show by thanking all of our guests. Our guests were Steve Brown, founder and CEO of STEM Stars, Masai Troutman, Chief Executive Officer of MTC Integration, and Pamela Matthews, President of National BDPA. Jayla, as you know, our show airs the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. And so on June the 23rd, we will be back on the air at 8:30 p.m. to interview additional guests. Jayla, as we wrap up, and because the National Conference is so close, what would be a final thought that you would have to share with our listening audience about the National Conference, just in case they have not already registered yet?
Sure. I would say to head over to www.bdpa.org, take a look around the website, become familiar with some of the amazing opportunities that there are to offer. Remember to register for the conference on August 18th through the 22nd at the Washington Hilton in Washington, D.C. It's going to be an exciting year for the conference, which is the Evolution of IT, Embracing the Digital Future.
Excellent. Well, that wraps up our show. I want to thank Wayne Hicks, the Executive Director of DETF. I want to thank Everaldo Gallimore for being our studio engineer and making sure that behind the scenes BDPA iRadio is functioning well. Thank you, Jayla, for being a co-host tonight. It's been really exciting to see you, contribute to the show and bring the Midwest into the mix. I know the regional leaders of the Midwest are very proud. And I also want to thank our other co-hosts, Ron Story and Timothy Butts, who will be joining us on future shows. So we are going to wrap up with a reminder about the National Conference coming up, and we look forward to seeing everyone talking with everyone in the next 2 weeks.
Join the evolution of IT and embrace the digital future at the 37th Annual National BDPA Technology Conference and Free Career Fair at the Washington Hilton Hotel, located at 1919 Connecticut Avenue, Northwest Washington, D.C., from August 18th to 22nd. BDPA is the largest African American Information Technology Association in the U.S., involved in training professionals and students in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math. For the past 36 years, BDPA conferences have provided opportunities for innovators like you to get the knowledge and resources that are critical to stay on top. So please, from August 18th to 22nd, you too can join the evolution of IT and embrace the digital future. For more information on BDPA's National Conference and Free Career Fair, please visit www.bdpa.org.
BDPA iRadio.